current state. Twice daily on 90.5 FM. Catch us live at 9 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. every day at noon on AM 870 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when Current State features people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about the Tuesday Tool Men, a group of volunteer handymen who offer repairs and safety modifications for low-income seniors in the Lansing area. Here to talk about the program, Brady Calkins, who coordinates the Tuesday Toolman program for the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition. We also have Julie Powers, who's executive director of GLHC, and Paul Behrman, who is a volunteer with the program. Welcome one and all to Current State.
Good morning.
Good to see you here this morning. Brady, tell us a little bit about this program. What is a typical project for the Tuesday Toolman?
Well, in the summers, we typically do a lot of outside projects. We do a lot of exterior doors, storm doors. Handicap ramps are one of our big things that we do, a project that gets all the guys involved at one location. It's probably the best projects we do as far as getting people accessibility to their houses.
No, and that's an outdoor project, or do you consider that that's an outdoor project, right?
That's an outdoor project. Right now, we're basically doing indoor projects.
Okay.
Kind of flip-flop those a bit.
Understood. You try to get those done in the summertime.
Correct.
Whenever you can. Now, who exactly is eligible for these repairs?
Low-income seniors are, and adults with disabilities.
And Paul, how long have you been a volunteer?
I think about 3 years.
Okay, and what made you want to get involved?
Well, I enjoy accomplishing things with my hands. My career was made up of a paper pusher for years and years and years, and I really enjoyed accomplishing things with my hands, building things, and seeing things accomplished.
Are you out every Tuesday? Is this a weekly ritual for you?
A weekly ritual, every Tuesday.
And how many volunteers does the group have altogether?
We have 16 Brady. Right now. We have a few down south, but typically on a normal week, we have probably 10 to 15 guys that show up.
And I'm sorry, you said 16 or 16?
16 total.
16 total. Okay. Julie, how did this organization get started?
Well, actually, we stole the idea from Kalamazoo. The folks in Kalamazoo started the Tuesday Toolman program years ago, and we started working on it about 4 years ago. And so now we build ramps and do all sorts of modifications. But I should note that there are now some tool gals, including my assistant director and I, Kathy. We are demolition crew.
The tool people.
We are the tool peeps.
The tool persons.
That's right. But that's all right. I have a hat and it says Tuesday Toolman, and I'm okay with that.
Are there a lot of people who really are behind the eight ball because of needed modifications? I mean, ramps, handrails, that's such a simple thing, but that makes such a huge difference. Are there a significant number of Lansing residents who really need those modifications and just can't make it happen?
Absolutely. For some folks, it's the financial investment, and for others, they can't quite figure out a way to take a standard ramp that they might rent from a medical supply place, you know, Sparrow or some such, and make that work for their property. So you should see some of the stuff these guys build. They're works of art. They really are. They are able to do small lots. They create these serpentine ramps that help folks get in and out of their houses. But I think the ones that really kind of speak most to us are where we have a senior, maybe a veteran, who can't get in and out of his or her house. Seniors who are really trapped in their home. And those tend to move up to the top of the pile just because we know there's an immediate need. But
how much would it cost a homeowner to make these kinds of repairs on their own, Brady? Do you have a handle on that?
A ramp typically costs, as far as material cost, is around $1,000 for the materials for the ramp. You could expect it to be probably at least another $1,000 to $1,500 to get it installed. So a typical ramp would probably cost a homeowner around $2,500. That's probably at a minimum. Where we provide it for free. So a lot of people just couldn't make that investment. They do the best they can with the temporary ramps. So it's great when we're able to come in and pay for the whole ramp, provide the labor, and typically it's done by mid-afternoon.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with representatives of the Tuesday Toolmen here on Current State's Neighbors in Action on 90.5 WKAR. Paul Behrman is a volunteer. Do you have a particular kind of project you like? Do you like working with woodworking or what?
All of them. I mean, all areas of work. Yesterday, for example, for an older lady, we reinforced her handrail going down the basement stairs, which had come loose from its from its foundation and redid that. She hadn't taken a shower in a long time because she couldn't get into her tub. And so we provided two substantial grab bars for her assistance so she could actually get into the tub. Mm-hmm. Things of this that seem so small to you and I are tremendous assets to these people who are elderly or otherwise have physical disability.
Brady, have you encountered situations? You've been at this a while. I mean, do you run into people really in need here on a regular basis?
I see a lot of people that have big needs that aren't even complaining about them. We see them where their kitchen sink maybe isn't draining. It's been a year or so. They're doing dishes in the bathtubs. These people aren't even requesting this. It's typically things I find out when I'm there doing an inspection. So it's been great to help people basically get out of the bathtub doing the dishes in there. We get their kitchens back up and working. We've had a lot that once we get the drain fixed, you find out the faucet doesn't work. Well, that's something we're able to fix as well. So just yesterday at the same house, the woman also needed a kitchen faucet. So now she's got a brand new faucet as well.
That must give a lot of people a new lease on life, just knowing they can get around their house and their house works the way it's supposed
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. You know, there's always a great story. There's always something that we can do. And sometimes it's really just about having some really nice volunteers show up who are there, can listen and hear what's going on and make some suggestions. A couple times we've been out at houses and we've been able to make friendly and neighborly suggestions about maybe talking to the folks at the Area Agency on Aging or, you know, talking to RSVP or something like that about getting some additional or Meals on Wheels. You know, gentle, warm suggestions from friends and neighbors is a lot different than some bureaucrat coming door to door, which is why I love when we get to go out and talk to folks and tell them about what they might be missing out on.
Julie Powers is Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition. She is joined here by Paul Behrman, a volunteer with the Tuesday Toolman program, along with Brady Calkins, the program coordinator. Brady, are there projects that stand out in your memory as being particularly memorable?
We had a woman about 2 months ago, just as we were finishing up our ramps for the year. She had fell about a year ago and had just returned home from the hospital. We got an application for a ramp, and upon talking to her, we found out she'd been trapped in her house for a month. Was not able to get out. No one could physically remove her from the house, and she was having a hard time basically doing much of anything. We went out there, built the ramp, and she was able to come out of the house by mid-afternoon. She was crying, hadn't been out of the house in a month. Spectrum, no one's able to get her out of the house. They'll pick her up from the ground, but they can't physically remove her, so once she's out of the house, she kind of had a new lease on life. She started crying. Some of the toolmen were crying. It was just a great feeling, a great day for everybody, and that's what the program's all about.
Our representatives of the Tuesday Toolman program, again, Julie Powers, Brady Calkins, and Paul Behrman here on Neighbors in Action. Where does GLHC get the funding for this program, Julie?
We get the bulk of our funding through the City of Lansing. They're very generous in supporting our program, but we also have funding from the AARP Foundation. They were our seed money to get going. And then we also are supported by Ingham County and generous donations from businesses and individuals. And in fact, we're doing a theater fundraiser Wednesday night to raise money for this program.
Where is that?
We're at Riverwalk Theater with the premiere of Ain't Misbehavin'. So you can buy a ticket to that on our website at glhc.org. Same place you can go if you have access to the internet, and you can find out about our Tuesday Toolman program, how to get an application. You can also call our office at 517-372-5980 and talk to one of the staff there, and we'll make sure we get you connected to the right folks.
Very good. We want to thank our guests who have been telling us about the Tuesday Toolman program. They are volunteer Paul Behrman, program coordinator Brady Calkins. I beg your pardon. Maybe you could help me go to work on this throat problem that I have.
Do you have a snake that can go down there, Brady? On the tool truck, right?
And Greater Lansing Housing Coalition Executive Director Julie Powers, recently from Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council.
That's right.
What's the transition been like?
I tell everybody it's a little bit like trying to drink from a fire hose, but I think one of my very favorite parts about this new job is that on Tuesdays I get to eat donuts and drink coffee with these guys, and then sometimes they let me go out and do demolition. So it's not a bad job.
It's quite a transition, though.
It is,
different kind of work.
It is, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's all about community. It's about making our community a better place for everybody to live, and this way we get to do it through helping seniors and folks with disabilities.
Julie, Paul, Brady, many thanks. Continued success.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at @KARCurrentState and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.